Water. I need water.
I need it.
I need it.
Oh, God.
It's special, dry out here.
Spatial personas, huh? Huh? Oh, can we talk about spatial personas for an hour?
Yeah, maybe if you want to, but
it's feeling like we have to do that.
The geniuses, Apple News is...
can we have a serious sound effect? Can you like the sound effect?
Yeah.
Geniuses, I gather you here today with no news, with no excitement, with no water. We needed water desperately on this day of days, the day of recording Genius Bar, and the drought continues. This is the third or fourth Genius Bar with no iPads, no news.
No new
We've been
product.
Let down by the system. We've been let down by the man. We've been let down by Mark Gurman. We've been let down by Tim Cook.
Capitalism continues to fail me on a daily basis. I was told I worked to support the corporation, and their corporation isn't even putting stuff out anymore.
I can't believe this.
I don't know what I'm supposed to do instead. It's terrible.
By the same time, we need money to buy Apple products. That is our existence.
Yes.
And right now we have no Apple products, and because no Apple products, we are struggling to make money to buy the Apple products. It is DEFCON 10 over here.
I think actually lower DEFCON is more serious, which
everybody tells
me.
It is DEFCON 1. DEFCON 0.
DEFCON 1.
Ground zero here at Genius Bar.
But guys,
this is our
don't
own
worry.
Personal 9/11. It is bad here at Genius Bar headquarters.
But hey,
don't
we got a great show for you guys anyway. We're out here. We've got
we
stuff like
so
spatial
many plans. We don't
personas.
I can't even begin to tell you all our plans for the episode today.
Yeah.
We've got it's packed. We have an experience planned for you today. Came in here with a plan.
Yeah, an experience is what you're going to get. Okay, let's just jump into what we have. We're dealing with scraps here, but there are a few interesting things that have caught my little purview, you could say. In the past week, the first of these is spatial personas,
which we just tested with Andrew Edwards, and
it's kind of
we were doing something similar to this, planning a thing, going over a little bit of a keynote presentation.
I don't want to be too, you know, I've had the problem with Vision Pro of maybe speaking a little bit too much about my excitement. But this feels like a Vision OS 2 type upgrade where now you can just see people in the room with you. And this is literally what I remember talking about with you guys where I was like, I wish you could be on my couch. I wish you could be here. And
they got rid of our shackles.
I will say it took FaceTime on Vision Pro from being, okay, it's better, I think, like because 3D to it's... I mean, it's pretty.
This is what I was trying to say. Like, right now, everything is inside of Windows because that's how the digital world exists. But Vision Pro will let all those windows go away. It has started with spatial personas, and everything's going to be like this. Websites, everything.
It's cool. It's very, very cool. And yeah, you can just kind of see people next to stuff presenting. You can watch.
Who are these people? Why do they look familiar?
I think they're probably Apple employees.
Okay.
Because Apple's just weird. They released this video to media outlets but didn't release it themselves. So you had to kind of hunt for it. I don't know. It seems like they want to be a little quiet about it but also loud because they're announcing it but calling it a beta.
It's also interesting because this didn't come out with a new version of Vision OS.
No, they just turned it on.
Yeah, this is just when you're in FaceTime, you can just go, yep, I would like to turn it on, and it works.
Yeah, there's a little button you tap. And pretty wild. I don't know. It feels good. It definitely made Vision Pro better. A little heavy.
When you guys were in my house, like when you started walking around, I had the urge to like move stuff out of your way.
it
was.
Such a respectful king.
Well, he's trying he just walked into the bathroom and he didn't open the door. So like I felt like I got to open the door for you at least.
Yeah. I want to talk about this. I'm surprised you didn't call me out about this tweet.
Oh, I didn't see that tweet.
Yeah.
I haven't been on Twitter much.
Notifications off. Yeah, what have you been up to?
I get all the notifications, but I don't open them.
Okay. Fair. I said, I think Apple Vision Pro on the airplane is the killer use case right now.
Okay. And I really, yeah, I feel
I
that.
Think it is. I wore it every flight to and from home when I went this weekend, and it's kind of incredible, especially if like, you have somebody sitting next to you that you don't want to really interact with, which is like most of the time, I think.
I have like one little hair that's just like, why is it like, why?
Maybe it's just expressing itself.
You know what? Yeah, you do your thing, King. You do what you want.
Yeah, it's a free country.
Yeah, Vision Pro on airplane is legit great. I'm assuming you watched stuff?
I did. I watched The Truth versus Alex Jones.
Bro, let's go. Okay, I will say.
It was
say,
so good.
I am of the belief that Alex Jones is a national treasure.
He's a terrible
human. Like, he's bad.
Yeah.
There are certain things. Here's the thing about Alex Jones. Half of the stuff he says is absolutely true and should be heard, but he says it amongst the other 50%, which is just garbage. And so, like, because 50% of what he says is so ridiculous and not true, you can't take anything that he says seriously. He, like, buries himself. He's a shit human for the most part. But the amount of entertainment that man has given me over the years puts him in the national treasure category.
So
I thought this documentary, it's on HBO, right, Max?
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be like, I was so pumped about this because the trailer came out when you and I and Andrew were in person in New York. And I was pumped. I was like, oh my God, they're going to make a mockery of him. They're going to show how ridiculous he is. It's going to be a fun watch.
Yeah.
Wasn't dead.
No, it's not a fun watch.
Kind
of. It was
a
serious. It changed my perspective on him. It worked. Because it really showed me that. Yeah, I used to be like, oh, he's so funny. Aha. And then I was like, oh, he does actual harm. And like, he doesn't care about anyone but himself. And he's willing to do or say anything just to make money. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it was a good documentary. If you guys know anything about like,
I think people,
the man,
a lot of people in the public eye are like that.
Conspiracy theorists. Yeah.
He's just more openly about that. And it's exposed more, but it's like, you got to have a certain level of that to even be in the public eye. And he is a ridiculous example of that. What a guy. Just a ridiculous human. And yeah, that was a tough watch. Wrong. Very painful. Like,
it was great. It was a great.
It was really good. Yeah, it wasn't what I was expecting. I was expecting more goofy, fun Alex Jones material, but was not that.
Yeah. I mean, it is HBO Max. It's not Comedy Central.
And you saw it. HBO. Yeah. So HBO has
Max. Just Max.
Yeah, Max has an environment. Mm-hmm. It's the Game of Thrones throne room, and it is. Yeah. It is. I mean, I shouldn't be surprised with how they absolutely ruined the last season of Game of Thrones. The throne room in there, absolutely half-assed, terrible resolution.
What?
It looks awful. It looks like from the PS1.
I don't think it looks that bad. I mean, I think it looks slightly under Disney's resolutions of their environment.
So bad. Like, don't insult me.
I went in there for a little bit on the plane. It was fun.
Did you watch Alex Jones in the throne room?
For a little bit, yeah. It felt very, very meta.
so I watched that. How is it on the airplane now? Because when I used it, it was kind of like it struggled with tracking.
No, that's really good. I mean, if you cover up the bottom cameras, it does freak out and have like a little panic attack, which, you know, relatable.
That's what happens
but
if you cover
I think
my,
if you covered
my eyes,
I think if you covered my cameras too, I would
also my cameras.
But yeah, it was, I mean, it was great. I watched movies. My head definitely started to hurt after a while, and it made me say,
heaviest thing you put on your face?
Yeah, and Apple, y'all dumb for making it this premium. Are they? You can make it look cool. You shouldn't have used as much glass, and you shouldn't have used as much aluminum. And I know what you were trying to do, but I think ultimately you're going to do more harm to the product for the people that are the diehards that want to buy it because it's uncomfortable than if you just made it lighter. And there are clear trade-offs that Apple made to intentionally not make it lighter using the materials that they did.
I want to talk about something interesting.
Okay.
Speaking of Vision Pro.
Yeah.
Did you see the story that came across the desks in the last couple weeks? that Apple moved Vision Pro engineers to the foldable iPhone project?
Yeah, we talked about this a week or two ago.
Oh, we already used this, huh?
Yeah. Oh, were you reaching for a...
I was like, oh my God, I'm so clever for this. I'm going to save us and give us so many minutes of content. We talked about it, huh?
Yeah, yeah. You remember what you said? Mm,
that's a shame. No, I don't remember what I said. What did I say?
You guys let us know in the comments down below. Are you? Did you hit 30 and just forget?
I'm telling you, if you can avoid it, don't turn 30.
Okay.
Stay 29 when you get there. Don't just resist.
I
did not know I talked about that. That is a shame.
I watched Avatar 2. I should have really led with that.
Wave
Why are
water?
We getting into politics? Yeah.
Okay.
Visually stunning. I will say the 3D again.
Incredible 3D experience, yeah.
Take it or leave it, though. I mean, it's okay.
Take it or leave what?
The 3D.
Okay.
On Vision Pro.
So your experience would be equally as enjoyable if you just watched it regular?
I think so. I mean, it's all right. It's the best 3D I've seen on Vision Pro, but I don't know. It's just not... I've never been blown away by 3D, and I don't really think 3D has a huge...
I mean, I haven't really been blown away by 3D until I used Vision Pro. When it's being rendered in actual 3D for you,
yeah,
so good.
So you prefer content in 3D on Vision Pro?
It's interesting. Like if the experience is good, like Way of Water in 3D is a good experience, but not all 3D movies by default are just better watched in 3D. Most of the time, like if it's live action, true. I'm not going to watch it in 3D. There's no way.
Yeah, animated stuff or like high CGI stuff does seem to be good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I noticed some of the window, you know, the little glare in the lenses, which I'm like, that's a little annoying. But honestly, that's okay. Like, I've moved on to, like, just accept that.
Yeah.
It's whatever. That's like a first-gen thing. But, yeah, I notice I don't use it once I get home. Once I'm off of a trip, it's not touched.
Really?
Ever. Yeah.
Interesting.
So I am getting closer to making a video on it, I think.
Okay.
And...
I mean, at this point, you could just call it the last Vision Pro review because I'm pretty sure you're the only one left.
It's not going to be a review. I don't do reviews anymore. I've hung up the towel.
Okay. Wait, officially announced on Genius Bar.
Yeah.
Okay. He's just tired.
It's boring, so I don't know. I kind of have a different angle that I want to take with it, more creative. And I don't know if it's going to come out anytime soon because I don't know. I'm trying to keep views up for sponsors. You know the vibes.
Okay,
it's a tough balance. Thank you, Queen.
No, we're just kings together.
Okay, we're just dual kings.
Yeah. What, two kings can't be together? What's the problem with that?
No, I was, you know, you're right. I was playing into traditional gender norms.
I want to be a king too.
Okay, we're both kings. King Prosser, everybody. Give it up.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You've earned it, bro.
Thank you.
You told me your life story when we were in New York, and I still think about it, like, daily.
But I'm pretty sure I thought you knew a long time ago.
You should tell, like, we should do a life story episode on James.
And it's this episode. Everyone, we have material. Sam, start with your life story. Go ahead. We're going to fill so many hours with this. You go first.
Tim Cook.
Mm-hmm.
My father.
I remember hearing this, yes.
Yeah.
Abandoned you at a fire station.
Yes.
Then became the world's richest, best CEO. Well, I guess not the richest.
And then blacklisted me. Man, that'd be a great film. No, it wouldn't. That's a pretty bad storyline of just like son loses his father. And that's been done before.
Yeah, but not that son. Not true. Tim Cook's son and that father.
I think I could vaguely pass for Tim Cook's child.
Yeah, you could.
Vaguely.
Yeah. If I didn't know you ahead of time, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It could be fun. What's your life story? Yeah, I was born from Tim Cook.
I was born. I don't know. My dad, you might have heard of him. Barack Obama.
Obama.
Have you heard of him?
Dude,
my full name is Jonathan Obama.
We got to get back to the news.
My full name is
anywhere.
Jonathan Obama, and then he changed his name to Obama to, like, separate himself from me.
Yeah.
Yeah. It hurts to talk about. And if I'd rather we just talked about Apple News so I don't have to relive it, you know?
Yeah. Let's keep moving on. Because Spatial Personas was cool, but that wasn't even, I would say, the biggest news of this week.
It wasn't?
No. I actually think that this is bigger news. Apple randomly announced game emulators, which have been banned on the iPhone since 2007, officially. You can just submit apps to the App Store that are game emulators. I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, kind of just huge. Kind of like, huge. Like,
they just announced it on Friday.
If you know, you know. Like, for the people that care about this, this is a great day to be you.
It's kind of like side-loading. It's kind of like they're starting to allow side-loading. That may or may not be the hook of my next TikTok that I'm going to make later today. Who could say? The point being, I think that this new App Store change is actually good, and I'm glad that the Apple government, the U.S. government, forced them.
What's wrong with you? Like, who do you think that you are?
Samothy Cole.
Yeah, but who is that man? Is he a traitor?
Yeah.
Is he a fucking traitor? Because that's what I see him as. Because today, I was scrolling through TikTok because we were supposed to record Genius Bar at 2 p.m. Sam is like, actually, just kidding. I have to set up my whole, like, I don't know why you have to set up Genius Bar every week. So it took you a half hour to, like, plug stuff in. I don't know.
Yeah.
So in that time, I'm browsing TikTok. Mm-hmm. I thought I had blocked this man from my TikTok at this stage, but nope, he came back.
You and everybody else.
And you know what it was for?
What? What is it this week that you're angry about?
AI voice cloning.
Oh, yeah.
The thing that is going to kill us, the thing that is going to take over the world, you're promoting them.
This is
kind of sick. This is like, to me, you might as well have done an ad for Alex Jones for Infowars.com. That's what this feels like. I don't know why you think. No. Everything you're about to say doesn't count because you were paid to say it.
It's kind of impressive. Look,
is it, though, or is it a crime?
I mean, they paid me to say this, but also I do think it's kind of cool. Like,
If Harvey Dent paid you to promote crime, would you do it?
Yeah, crime's fun as hell. Okay. Listen to this, guys. Get ready to be mind blown.
Listen, it sounds a little too good because this isn't me talking anymore. Everything you're seeing and hearing right now was entirely generated by NVIDIA AI. And doing this is actually really...
It sounds just like you if you were sad. It just took the fun out of you. That's
sad.
All.
I am sad. It's perfect.
It sounds literally just like you, but not.
Yeah.
You're in your sad boy era.
I mean, that's what AI is. It takes all the humanity out of it, and it makes me sound kind of like I'm talking like this. But it's kind of impressive.
And for $25, you can do that.
I think that's what the monthly plan starts at, yeah. Why are you promoting? Did they pay you to bring it up on the show something?
No, I'm disappointed. Because that's not enough money to just do that. Like, if you're going to commit a crime, they should at least make it hard for you to be a criminal. It's like, $25 for entry into this bank. Take however much you want after that.
That's pretty cool. Keep them coming back.
I like it. I thought you would stand on business. I thought you had principles and integrity.
I do.
You're like a cashier
promoting
self-checkout. Like, I don't know who the hell you think you are, but somewhere in between the time when we started Genius Bar and right now, you're not the guy I thought you were. I don't even know who you are anymore.
I do think it's going to be tough soon.
This is like finding out Walter White is Heisenberg.
Yeah. I'm sure that was a big shock. Did you just spoil the entire... Well, actually, no, that wasn't a spoiler.
No, but for Hank, that's horrifying. Hank finds out. You've had so many years to watch it. Like, if you haven't watched the best show ever made, that's on you. Sure. It's not on me. It's on you.
I mean, it makes me excited for what we're hearing is coming in iOS 18 because apparently AI.
Yeah.
Fake screenshot of iOS 18. AI.
Oh, you say fake screenshot because I saw a news article on Mac Rumors that said this iOS 18.
All right, this was pretty bad. Let me pull this up because...
Mac Rumors and their impeccable vetting.
Yeah, this was pretty bad.
Posted this.
I shared this because this was interesting and mostly because I want this to be true, but mainly because I thought it was interesting. We got a screenshot. MacRumors said, but leaked potential iOS 18 screenshot from like the design elements kit, and it shows Vision OS on the iPhone. It's fake.
It's so very like, guys, that's how you know that we're out of news. MacRumors probably even knew this was fake, and they fucking posted it anyway. Like, how did like, who did this?
This
Hartley.
Is weird.
No.
That is our boy.
Hartley, I call you out. I hereby call you out, and I expect a prompt response in the next 24 hours on the MacRumors podcast. Or else.
That's funny. Update 11:35 a.m. at the very bottom. We've received information from several sources indicating that the image
delete
is fake.
Delete it. Take it down. Why is
that
it
That is, I mean, yeah, it doesn't.
Holy shit.
I mean, they did okay in the mock-up. It looks a little low res and bad, but I kind of like.
It
the
looks
glassiness.
Like that throne room and the Max app. Terrible. Yeah,
it does. It is a good equivalent from Vision Pro. I mean, it's not real, but it's interesting because what if iPhone looked like that?
Yeah, what if? But it doesn't. So, and if we keep talking about it, we're just as bad as them.
What do you think that I? Because we know it's going to be a major change this year. I mean, what is your dream look for iPhone? What do you want to see? Because I think I would like more glassy elements, more physical, like make it feel kind of like a mix between iOS 6 and 7 together. Like more depth, more shadows, but also still kind of flat in some areas. I want
Vision OS, maybe without the roundness.
Yeah. I like the round icons, and I told everybody on TikTok that the round icons
were
happening.
Yeah, see, I like the round icons too, but I just don't know. Like, looking at my iPhone right now, I don't know if round icons does it for me. And a rectangle?
Well, here's what it's interesting you bring that up, because I just realized, like, Apple Watch icons are circle.
Oh,
and the Apple Watch is not circle. Do you think, by the way, that the Apple Watch X is going to be circle?
Nah.
Yeah, there's no way.
This is the form factor they had right all along.
Yeah, unlike
on
Apple
first Vision attempt. For you hush. So yeah, what you're looking at now, YouTube.com/UnionSpar. If you're listening to audio and you want to see the video, if you didn't know, could you imagine not knowing that we do a video version of this every week?
I mean, I feel like we bring it up enough that.
And audio listeners, I'm not gonna say that. The video listeners get an entirely different show. So it's like you
it's
could
a bit different.
If you listen to the show, you get special stuff in the video. I'm not gonna say that.
It's not true.
But worth watching the show twice.
Yeah, I'd say so. Basically it's just an image of imagine a Vision OS looking camera app for the iPhone. It just kind of looks like that. So
poorly Photoshopped.
This just leads me to say, John, I want to know what it looks like, because remember when iOS 7... Actually, I want to bring this article up, because this is like a core memory of mine. 9 to 5 Mac, iOS 7 leak flat icons. I don't know if it's going to come up. Yeah! Oh, yeah, baby. Look at this. Do you remember this leak? This is a core memory of mine. Okay, hold on. Is anybody else's 9 to 5 Mac all screwed up lately?
It just seems like their old images aren't indexing.
Yeah, none of their old images load. Anytime I'm trying to grab images for TikToks, nothing
Dude,
comes up.
You clicking on that page, they probably had to, a little man probably had to go turn on a server and like find this for you.
There's nothing that, okay, so let's just read from the other sources. Dude, this is a core memory of mine when these
Those
icons
were kind,
leaked.
That's kind of right? Was the app I mean, they were like that?
Yeah, that was how it looked in iOS 7. Yeah, these are all spot on for the general look of what they had. It's
Remember
just
how thin
shape.
The font was for that era, too? Jesus.
Yeah. This screenshot. Dude, the amount of hours as a child that I just spent staring at this, which shows the leaked icons for iOS. So basically,
it kind of looks like ass looking back.
Well, here's the thing. They mocked up this. Like, they basically saw the icons.
That looks like if you bought like a phone eye in China.
Dude.
And that's what was on it.
I mean, just seeing this, I want seeing that screenshot of what was not iOS 18, but could have been iOS 18, it made me want to see. I just want new icons so bad. I'm so tired. I want to be able to change the icons. These are just things that I think would make the iPhone so much stronger for people that love it. And I'm going to bring up this idea. I've said it before, but I will say it again, Apple. I've had this idea patented in my mind since 2013, over a decade. Apple likes money, right?
Yes. I've heard that.
What does Apple make money from on the App Store right now? Two things. Apps and in-app purchases.
Yeah, I was going to say, they make money from the apps in the App Store.
Exactly. John, what is Apple like again?
Money.
What if Apple launched a division of the App Store that would be for theming your phone? So as a designer, instead of submitting an app, you could submit an icon pack. And the only way to get them would be on the Apple theme store or whatever. And Apple would now make 15 to 30% of all this extra money. I think it could significantly increase revenue from the App Store and help Apple's bottom line. I say this as an Apple investor. I also just say this as somebody who's had this idea for a theme store forever. You don't have to change the icons if you don't want. Let Apple's be the default. But if you do, you can pay $9.99 for an icon pack. And it's not like the current icon packs you buy where you have to go on somebody's random website. Like Apple.
And then like tie that to a Siri shortcut. Yes. I guess my only argument in response to that would be, what's more important to them? Making money off of themes and a theme store, theme packs, or keeping everything recognizable?
Well, again, I think that would be the default, because I would argue that you're right in keeping everything recognizable. So, I mean, just kind of like what's a good power feature that's kind of hidden unless you know where it's at? I'm trying to think of a good example. I mean, you could kind of argue control center toggles. There's a bunch that you can add if you want to, but default, there's none extra.
Yeah. All right.
I just think it would. Okay. Thank you. I got you. That was. I had more examples cooking up. They weren't ready yet, but the timer was about to go off.
Yeah. Okay.
I think this would be brilliant. This has not been a rumor, but I will continue to say it until it happens, because it just, we are late stage into the iPhone. I think it's time to give people more customization. And I also think it would help people stay away from Android. Like Apple wants that too.
Everyone got to do their part to keep people away from Android.
Yeah, we all have to do our part. Yeah. So I would love to see that. And I hope at minimum, if we can't change icons, we do get like, I mean, everybody keeps saying most significant iPhone update ever. That's crazy considering that iOS 7 was a thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And people seem excited.
More significant than the first iOS? That's crazy.
Yeah, that wasn't even called iOS.
I have a question for you that only you can answer.
Oh, no.
What are the robots? Because I see those in our notes, and I have heard nothing about robots. And what? I'm worried now.
Apple's making robots. iRobot.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah.
Sam, I'm going to scare you.
Oh, no.
It's not Halloween, but I got some spooks.
Okay.
How do you feel about these words? Honest reaction. Identity theft. Horrific, am I right? Have you been harassed? Maybe even scammed? Annoyed by spam or robocalls? That's why privacy matters, Sam. I feel like we all just go around the world willy-nilly. Yeah, sure, we know everyone and every platform has all of our personal information, and we just sit by and we let it happen. What if there was a way to take our identities back? Sam, I got the perfect solution for you today. DeleteMe is back on the show. They're sponsoring the show today. DeleteMe, welcome back to Genius Bar. Perfect platform. Listen, there's these little things, these little gremlins that Sam likes to call them. They're data brokers. Mm-hmm. Their whole existence, their whole identity is stealing yours, stealing your information. Mm. That's their whole job. And then they take all that information and they sell it to organizations that want that information. I'm not going to mention any names. You probably know who they are, but they buy that information from the data brokers. And instead of having to go to each of these separate platforms and say, hey, please get rid of my information. Please stop using it. Please delete it. instead of doing all that, what if you could just go to the data brokers themselves, knock on the door and say, hey, everything you have on Sam Call, we want it out of here. Get rid of it. Delete it. That's why we have Delete Me.
And that's exactly how it works, guys. Listen, you could wake up and you can just feel like, wow, I feel like I got a fresh start at the internet because they work continuously on your behalf to remove your information, especially as people like John and I that are, you know, maybe a little bit more public in our lives than other people out here. We use this service to make sure that we actually, you know, aren't as public in the areas that the data brokers would like, because that's the way that we roll around here, guys. Listen, Delete Me. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me. Now at a special discount for Genius Bar listeners. Today,
Get
20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/geniusbar and use promo code GeniusBar at checkout. The only way to get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/geniusbar and enter code GeniusBar at checkout. John, let me just spell it out for you because I know sometimes you need that.
Yeah, that's, I don't know how to spell it.
joindeleteme.com/geniusbar.
joindeleteme.com/geniusbar. The best part about this is 20% off to get 100% of your data back. Listen, I don't want to say that they're the best, but Sam and I are the most famous people that host the world's most famous Apple podcast. And if we choose them, you should choose them too. There's no podcast bigger than ours. In fact, I would go a step further. Not just Apple Podcasts, most famous podcast in the world.
Yeah, and they'll help you get rid of your data. So
thank you, Delete
That's
Me.
Cool. Thanks. Nobody actually cares about it because it's so early, but I
kind
am
of robots
very,
talking.
Very, very intrigued by this. And this is another one of these things that I personally, I think my dad is the one who gave me this idea. So shout out to Dad Cole.
Love Dad Cole.
He's the best. Let me just tell you how I think Apple does this and how they pitch it.
Tell us, King.
Do you ever do dishes? Do you ever fold towels? Do you ever vacuum? Do you do chores around the house?
Yes. I've been known
like
to do a couple. No, not even a little bit.
Yeah, it kind of sucks, right?
Yeah. I can't think of anything worse, honestly.
This sounds like an ad read, which is really funny.
Yeah, it sounds like it's about to be an ad read.
It's not.
I would rather have to shelter in place with a tornado on the way than do the dishes.
Did you have to do that recently?
No. Oh. Where I live, there's like, anytime the seasons change, there's constant tornadoes around me. But I don't take them seriously. When I first got here, I was real worried and I always hid. But where I live, it's like in a valley and the tornadoes kind of, like, even if they're going towards me, they don't dip down into that valley. They kind of just like go over us and die. So I'm basically invincible. So if you hear news reports that I died in a tornado and you're like, well, he said on Genius Bar he doesn't take shelter.
Yeah.
My demise has been greatly exaggerated. I'm still around.
You're out there. You went to South America.
Know that I just faked my death is all.
Okay. So what if there was a little guy... Mm-hmm. In your house.
I can see him in my brain. Yep, I see a little guy.
He kind of looks like you. He's probably about 5'7", 5'8".
Okay. That's not a little guy. That's a regular, normal-sized guy right
he
there.
Can talk,
that's normal height.
Pretty tiny compared to me, I'd say. Very small. On the lower
normal,
end of the scale, for sure.
You're the abnormal one, though, is the problem.
Infinitesimal compared to my reality. But the point I'm trying to make
you
is
You look
that,
like you almost got sucked into a black hole, and then the black hole changes mine. It started to stretch your body out, and it's like, ah, now we don't want him. And then that's what's left.
I was too tall. I wouldn't fit.
Yeah.
What if this guy could talk to you?
What if you could have
a conversation? And maybe most importantly, what if this little guy kind of looked like you and did stuff that you would do? Like it could cook for you or clean the dishes or fold towels or
I do
your
all
laundry.
Those things poorly, though. Like, is it going to do as bad as me?
No, I think it would do better because it'd be powered by artificial intelligence, which we all know is the future.
Okay.
So Apple,
this is a thing
you,
that's actually, you, is this like some crazy fever dream or are they actually doing this?
No, are you joking that you didn't hear about this?
No, I'm dead serious. I didn't hear a peep. Not a peep.
What? You didn't see this article from our Lord and Savior,
follow
Garc Merman?
Apple News. Oh, I'm sorry. Mark Gurman's talking about robots? I don't listen to Montgomery reports until the iPads are out. That's the rule I've established for myself.
What do
new
you mean?
Rule. If Mark Gurman says it, it's not real.
I mean, it's very real. I am trying to just read this article, but of course
it is as real as iPads coming in May.
Okay.
April.
Well,
March.
Basically,
February.
I'm trying to pull up this report, but I will tell you this, that I have read the article and I remember it. And
just tell us
what
you know.
Yeah, we'll just leave it here.
You're a professional. This is what we trust you for.
Oh, here. Now it decided to give us the article for some reason. Okay. So, Apple's looking for the next big thing, right?
Cars ain't it.
Cars
robots
are done.
Robots are it, apparently.
Which is still so sad. But robots are in. They're working on two things that Mark Gurman cites. One is a tabletop device. Now, this one's dumb. I'm going to say it right now. It's not dumb, but the way it's described sounds the most gimmicky thing I've ever heard.
Okay.
Just let me get your reaction about this. Maybe we should start doing the show like this, where I know all the news and then you just react to it. That could be kind of fun.
I think that's how the news has been on the show.
For a while, yeah. Me and you are on a FaceTime call. My head is on a large iPad-sized screen.
Yes.
Attached to a robotic arm and speaker that will follow you around the room. So if you turn, it'll follow you. And when I nod my head, the screen will nod and mimic me.
Nah. No.
That's a real thing that Mark Gurman said Apple's developing.
This reminds me of something. Was this a show on Nickelodeon or something?
What?
Or someone was on a stand. They had a TV on a stand and they would wheel the stand everywhere.
Dog, are you talking about Plankton's wife?
Yeah. Is that what this is? That's what I'm hearing.
Bro,
you know, yes, that. Dude, is that what we're getting? Did Apple watch SpongeBob and go, oh shit, let's just do that.
Bro, it's Karen.
Oh my God, it's Karen.
Oh, dude. Wow.
Okay.
I mean, honestly, that's kind of what they're
There's
making,
the
but it's not going to have wheels.
That's exactly what it is.
Okay. So this is the first thing, which is a tabletop robotics device.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the fact that it would move you around the room for a call or follow you and basically turn around the room is cool, but the nodding its head to mimic, that seems useless. Like,
why wouldn't we just be wearing Vision Pro and you can just be standing there with me?
There you go. Maybe Apple's not as confident in their Vision Pro as you think, Mr. Prozzi. Mr. Posner.
I don't know if I want this at all. Like, not even a little bit does it sound appealing.
I am very excited for a kitchen screen
HomePod. Yeah, just give me that.
So it sounds kind of like that.
Settle down, boys. You're trying to do too much. Give us the screen on the iPad, give us the iPad on a HomePod thing screen, put it in the kitchen. Don't give me a robot.
I kind of want a little Roby.
Little Roby.
I want a little Roby, man.
I don't know.
So that's the first thing. You're not sold by that? Well, what if I tell you about the next thing?
Tell me.
John, the next thing that Apple's developing is a household robot. It's a mobile bot that will actually physically move around your home, similar to the Amazon Astro. And this thing will be able to take FaceTime calls, and Apple has aspirations of it one day being able to help you with chores in your home.
Okay, I'm down with that. Yeah.
That'd be cool. I doubt that
We're going to be fucking useless in just a few years.
Yeah.
We already do nothing but sit around and scroll on TikTok.
Yeah. Well, that's my one thing that I think will keep me in business. Because have you ever watched AI content? It's kind of terrible.
Right now?
A lot of it is. Although, NVIDIA AI, who sponsored that TikTok, they are great. And I love
them. Right now, it's terrible. But look at where AI is now as opposed to just a year ago. Yeah. It's going to get scary, and it's going to get scary real fast.
Bro,
I'm looking older.
What?
I'm.
Whoa, he's got no glasses on.
I just saw myself. I don't look like I used to.
Oh no!
Can we pull up a younger me on a past version of Genius Bar?
Are we doing this?
Other than the fatness. Okay.
Guys, welcome to Crisis.
I also look like a 30-year-old now. I don't know what happened in this past year or what kind of stress you put me under. I need me and Genius Bar.
Okay. Let's go to our first ever video episode, which is...
Yeah.
I also look... Well, okay. You just look... Hold on. Whoa.
First of all, my eyebrows are gone.
You also have makeup on there.
Do I?
That's why you look younger, I think, yeah.
Was this my makeup era?
It was your makeup
era. I don't think I'd be wearing makeup on Genius Bar.
No, you specifically would do it before the show a lot. You mentioned it.
Before Genius Bar? I know that I did that before Front Page Tech, but...
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean,
goodness.
Do I look... Let me look... Do a side-by-side of me as well.
Yep. Hang on. Let me get you. Boop. Oh, shit! Wait, do you
look old? Don't you say it!
Do you look older in the past version?
Do I? Am I aging in reverse?
No, you do look older.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but out of everything, Genius Bar is like...
Well, I do the same face.
Humans documenting their life like this every week for 3 years straight is a mistake.
Hot take, I think the glasses make me look younger when they're clear.
Yeah, bring them back. Audience, you vote right now. Do we bring the clear glasses back for Sam Cole or...
I did some beta testing when I was home. I wore them out for a day.
Okay, and? Were you
treated differently in public? I'm going out tonight. Okay, here. You have to tell me right now. I'm going out on the town tonight with Luke. Do I wear the clear glasses?
Yeah.
Over these?
I mean, I vote for the clear glasses right now.
You know what? I actually want to ask you this because I struggle... I need some new glasses, I think. And I actually want to lose my glasses this year, but I've never had contacts and I know it's going to be a thing. Do you think, and I want you to answer honestly as my friend.
Mm-hmm. I got you.
Do you think that these glasses look good on me?
I do. I think the problem is you look like a character. Mm. Like this version of you is so well established that I think I'm just conditioned to like that. Like this looks iconic. This is you.
You're gassing me up way too hard.
I mean, I for real though, it'd be like, imagine if I shaved my face.
Dude, this is crazy. That's 3 years ago. I'm trying to think, what was the headspace? It would be funny. So April 22nd, 2021. Whoa, that's almost exactly
what
3 years
fuck?
Ago. Whoa.
Whoops.
That's crazy. We've been doing this almost every week for 3 years. I don't feel like I've known you that long though.
Oh, we've known each other longer than that.
But I don't feel like when I think of 3 years, that's three quarters of a college experience. And I don't feel like I've been doing this that long with you.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of feels like we just started 1 week.
Flash forward to when we're 10 years into this and then we're comparing it.
Yeah.
Someone needs to do like a time lapse of us aging on Genius Bar. Actually, don't. Please, God, don't do that.
I was just
going to
say,
do you
want to cry?
I just, like, do you- I never mind. I changed my mind. That was a mistake to say.
Things?
Nobody do that. Listen to me. Some of you just went, you know what? Now I'm definitely going to do it. Don't do it. Do not. I don't want to see it. If you love me, you won't do it.
Here's a question. Do you struggle with aging at all? I'm not going to lie. I think when I hit 26, there's a little bit of me that I could just see some subtle changes and I...
Life is shittier at 30. Like, it immediately got shittier.
You want to talk about that?
No, I think I'm just now... I think my problem is I'm just now seeing my age.
Mm.
I'm like, bro, why? Yeah, I use retinol every day.
What is that?
Instead of like... Well, I know before on the show I would wear makeup to smooth out my skin on camera, but now I use retinol. It's like a chemical that you put on your face that like especially if you start using it younger is good. Women, all five of you listening right now, you know what I'm saying.
You know what's up.
but really men, it's Chico for men. If you get into it earlier, it'll help you it'll help not like it'll keep your face elastic and supple. You won't like get all wrinkly and gross.
Is it safe? Is there any side effects?
It's very safe. Every day I use vitamin C on my face, retinol, and then I just moisturize. Because when you use retinol, you're very, this would be very bad for you. You're very prone to sunburn. It's basically like constantly rejuvenating the layers of your skin. So you always kind of have a new layer of skin on, so you got to protect that layer. So I always, I moisturize every day with a moisturizer and SPF 30. And that's just my skincare routine every day. And look at me. Like shit.
No, you look beautiful. I think you look great. You got your hair cut recently.
Yeah, I did.
Did you have a good barber experience?
Pedro, my dude Pedro. Love Pedro. He's a great guy.
Nice. Oh, yeah. Yep. Gave you a fresh cut. I like it. I got my hair cut recently, too, and she was great.
Your hair's been looking good lately, too. Supple. Luscious. More.
Yeah, your hair has been looking great.
No, I said yours.
Oh. I thought you were saying yours. I think your hair does look great, too. Thanks,
I think your hair is the comeback of the century.
Thanks,
people were commenting on Genius Bar in our in-person episode saying your hair looked great. And then it got me thinking. I was like, you know what? Yeah, I do. Django, I locked the door. You can't open it. Go away. Go play with your whatever.
Is that your son?
Yeah, my black son. I mean, he is.
It's a cat.
It is a
cat.
Let's
just be clear.
He is. Yes.
We didn't just do a child reveal live on the show.
Yeah. He's currently trying to open the door because see how it's a handle? He knows how to get his paw up there and just open it up. So it's locked. I have to lock my doors.
Clickety clack. Clickety clack. Are you an employee?
No.
You are now because I just hired you using LinkedIn Jobs, who sponsored this episode of the Genius Bar.
He was unemployed. I didn't know I got relegated to just being an employee now.
Well, listen, I needed somebody to host the show, and I didn't know where to go. So I turned to LinkedIn, because here's what it is. LinkedIn isn't just another job board. They have a vast network of more than a billion professionals, like John Prosser, which makes it the best place to hire. Gives me access to professionals I can't find anywhere else, like John Prosser. And LinkedIn does all that while making the process easy and intuitive. Unlike John Prosser, if I had to find him myself, because he's a difficult person to work with LinkedIn.
The worst.
Listen, guys, hiring is easy when you have that many quality candidates. So easy, in fact, that 86% of small businesses like ours get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Could you imagine if one day, on Monday, I had the idea to do a podcast, and by Tuesday,
I already had the guy?
Yeah, I found John Prosser. Crazy. It'd be incredible.
There's so many platforms out there, right, that do a similar thing. But, like, why even consider them when you could just go to the source? LinkedIn has been doing this for so long. They're the most trusted name when it comes to this stuff, especially when it comes to finding jobs and hiring the right people. LinkedIn knows that small businesses are wearing so many hats and might not have the time to or resources to hire. They're constantly finding ways to make the process even easier. And they just launched a feature that helps you write job descriptions, making the process even easier and quicker. That's why 2.5 million small businesses use LinkedIn for hiring. And get this, because you're watching Genius Bar, you're listening to Genius Bar, you can post your job for free at linkedin.com/geniusbar, the name of this show. That's linkedin.com/geniusbar to post your job for free. Of course, terms and conditions do apply.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, LinkedIn.
And we're back, guys.
And we're back.
We definitely didn't.
Could you imagine if we did this show live? Like, I don't think we've ever done a show that could have gone live.
Well, we did literally do one a year ago in person in California, but who knows? Who knows what could happen with that? I think that the robot would be cool. I am a little worried for Apple as a company because
I don't think this is like the ridiculous robot thing. I don't think is going to ship. I think they're just doing their due diligence.
I guess the question then, and we sort of talked about this on a previous episode, is then what's coming next? I mean, more visions, more
best
iPhones.
Case scenario, that thing that does my dishes. I vote for that.
Yeah, that would be great. It's just obviously that will be probably 5+ years away.
You think I could train Django to do it? I mean, if he can use his paws to open up the door, what is his excuse?
That's true. Why don't we put our pets to work?
That's what I'm saying.
We give them housing. We give them food. We give them love.
And I recently learned, and this is disturbing.
Okay.
I recently learned that cats age weird. Like they age like in their first year, like 15 years.
What?
And then it's like 24, 30. Like in their first year, they age like 15. And then they're set when they're 2 years old, they're like 20 something. This little fucker is like 3 years old, which makes him like 30. He's as old as I am.
Yeah, you guys are the same age.
I used to look at him like this little cute child that just roams around my house. But it's the equivalent of having a grown man in here that doesn't pay any rent. He doesn't feed himself. Like, he doesn't do anything but look cute.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's fair.
You should
I don't
tell
come
him.
On this show and just sit here. I
you
have
should
to
go
work.
Get him. You should go get him right now and tell him. And bring him on the show and put him on trial.
Okay. The trial of Django Prosser. Hang on. Keep us entertained.
This has been a long time coming. Now, if we go to talk about the topic of cats, I'm not the biggest cat person. I think as a species, they're, you could call it mid compared to all dogs. His cat in particular is pretty cute. I will say I've met Django. He's a very friendly lad. I've met a couple other cats in my life that are, you know, maybe 6 out of 10.
Explain yourself. He's upset. Explain yourself.
He is very cute. What do you have on his collar?
A bow tie. He's
Why?
A gentleman. Look at him. Look at his bow tie. I mean, you can't see it past his folds, but yeah.
Just think, you're just throwing around a 30-year-old man right now.
Yeah, I just picked him up. He has no control. Also, cats amazing. Are just like bones inside of a sock. Like, his fur and his skin is just like so floppy. And... Anyway.
I don't like it.
That's the squatter in my house, everybody.
Okay. Everybody give it up for Django. Is that your first time on the show?
I don't know.
Maybe. I know he's broken in before.
He has.
But I don't know if he's actually been on the show. So welcome, Django. Let's talk about some other stuff we have on the works. iPads.
Okay. Still nothing. Literally
are
nothing.
Are they ever coming?
They were spotted in a regulatory database, though. So we got some movement on the field.
Okay. We've got a triple-double or whatever they call it.
What?
We've got a triple-double movement.
What are you talking about? Is that a phrase in any sport?
Yeah, it is actually a mess. But I don't know what it is. What is a triple-double? I've always wondered this.
Oh, cheeseburger? Triple-double
The achievement
cheeseburger?
Of a double-digit total. Oh, okay. That is actually really impressive.
Sounds triple-double like back-a-ball.
That's pretty good. It is. So, yeah, new iPads. Let's just see what happens if you Google that. Okay, yeah. Look, the article came up. It's spotted in India database.
And India's BIS, which stands for the Big Indian System.
Look at this.
What does BIS stand for?
I don't know.
This fucking guy is trying to leave now. Look
oh,
at him.
The Bureau of India.
Look at him! Bro, you wanted in here for an hour, and now you're trying to leave.
He's trying to escape. It's the Bureau of Indian
Systems. I have no control over
standards.
My life. The who?
The Bureau of Indian Systems.
Okay.
Standards, sorry.
I thought it was Big Indian System.
I mean, same thing. Bureau, Big, they're all trying to take
Look at out. Him! Dude!
How does he know how to do that?
I don't know. He shouldn't, though.
What have you been feeding this cat, man?
I don't know. Alpha brain.
Yeah. He just keeps drawing.
Look at him.
Is that what he does the entire podcast?
Yes. Actually, yes. I think it's just easier for him to open from the other side because he has to push it. From here, he has to pull down and pull it towards him. What a little gremlin, dude.
Wait, why don't you just leave the door open? Why can't he just roam?
I guess he could. Yeah, I guess he could.
Yeah, what's... It's not like...
It just doesn't feel
video.
Professional. Not that this is professional. I mean, hang on. You know what? Let me just change our
Yeah, thank
our
you.
Where's the idiot bar? There we go. All right. People are asking for Idiot Bar to be its own show.
Honestly, I had this idea recently where I was like, what if we just didn't talk about Apple at all?
Like
it was like our non-Apple show.
Oh, yeah, I'm down with that. But it's like a post show and we make them pay for it.
Yeah. Or just make it free. But I don't know. He's got to pay for his cat, guys.
Yeah. How am I supposed to protect myself from this behemoth over here?
New iPads. I thought this little tidbit was interesting. 9to5Mac saw there's a new Apple Pencil.
Did 9to5Mac post that fake image of iOS 18?
They did, just to dismiss it.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, there's this new squeeze gesture for an Apple Pencil in iOS 17.5 beta.
I have a squeeze gesture too.
What does yours do? Okay.
The dishes.
All right. Okay. Back to the show. It's kind of cool. It says that it can be used for quick interactions such as adding shapes, signatures, stickers, or a text field. So it sounds like that is kind of cool. Near the bottom, you'll be able to kind of squeeze in with your fingers. And in addition to, I guess, a double tap, you could. If the new Apple Pencil doesn't have an eraser, I will pop off. Like, okay. If Apple doesn't put an eraser on the back,
will
where
pop
I can just
off.
Flip the pencil around. No, I'm saying I will pop off on them because I've, for the first time, had a tablet, the Remarkable one that sponsored the thing. It's actually like a sick thing I use all the time. Anyway, they have a little, you just flip the pencil around, you erase, and it's crazy how intuitive having the thing to fix your mistakes built into the thing you're writing with is.
Just because you're conditioned, you know how erasers work?
No, it's just a great design that this end writes, this end doesn't. Instead of having to double tap or do, or you know, or maybe implement something with your hand where you can wipe and erase. Like, there's got to be something better than the system that they have now. And I really just hope that we have an eraser. Because squeeze is cool. We know it's better than squeeze. A built-in eraser.
Huh?
Do you follow Apple News anymore? Like, what is your day-to-day? What do you do? Because you seem very disconnected.
I'm in a bad way.
Okay.
I don't care even a little bit. Like, going on Twitter and seeing people, like, dig really deep. And, like, Vadim tweeted about, like, from Max Tech, tweeted about, like, the timeline for Apple Silicon this year. And bro, I don't give a single shit. Like, I can't imagine doing that with my time. Like, trying to, like, I love Vadim, and people like him need to care because there's people that also care that need that look to people like him. But like, I can't imagine spending my time trying to decipher a timeline for a thing that's not out yet. And tweeting it with an eye emoji, like, whoa, he's coming. Like,
Dude, that's literally what you used to do.
I know. I just
that's literally
can't,
your
dude,
entire thing.
I
thing
don't
did.
Know. Is it the 30 thing? Like, am I just too old to, like, oh, God, it's exhausting.
Look at this. I hung out with Vadim. They came in. This is the entire Max Tech crew over here.
Pop quiz.
Max and Vadim, and there's
Pop
me and Luke.
Pop quiz.
And
to the audience, which one is Vadim?
I mean, I know
the guy all the way on the right.
He kind of looks like
a
Vadim.
That's Vadim.
Yeah, the guy on the right. I don't know what his name.
Dude, but the guy on the right looking like he's gonna take over the Kremlin.
He's got great hair though, and a great
from the
smile.
Left to the right, we have Ben, the editor for Max Tech. If you guys haven't met him, he's also great. And then Max,
yeah, nice.
And then Vadim, and then Luke Miani's all the way on the right. And then there's some, I don't know, monster
Slenderman.
There. Yeah, Slenderman.
Just
so. Want
to say I am the tallest, just so everybody knows, and you can
yeah,
see.
Yeah, just in case you were wondering.
Look at that! You got a full body pic. Look
oh,
at
wow.
that!
Everyone's got legs.
It was really fun hanging out with them.
Yeah,
Yo,
were you
never...
and Luke wearing the same pants? Do you coordinate this?
I mean, they're khakis. It's not like I don't. Yes, we're wearing the same. Yes.
Okay.
What are you getting at?
Your cycles have synced, obviously, from being so close
yeah,
to each other.
Yeah, pants cycles.
Yeah.
It was great to hang out with them. I didn't even talk about this trip, but it was really fun to to spend time with them. They were super nice. They actually drove up to LA, like they took an Uber from San Diego to LA just to see us.
Wow.
Which is really nice. It was fun.
It doesn't make any fucking sense. It doesn't make any fucking sense. Yeah, they met me at CES. It doesn't make any sense that Apple would be working on stupid robots when they could just put the robot in a car and have the car drive itself. Have a car, robot drive car. Ta-da.
I really wish that the car was still happening, but whatever. Maybe it'll get re-resurrected one day.
No, they got repoed.
I know. Did you see all the layoffs that happened too? Apple laid off like, what, 800
people? 600, 700
people,
yeah. Saw that. I did finally see that. Yeah. Mm. Did you hear, speaking of, did you hear, let me think. It's been a while since I've seen it. Did you hear that they moved people from the Vision Pro project to...
I knew this was going to be a dumbass bit. Let me continue with the other things I wanted to talk about.
To the full iPhone project. That's what happened. They moved them from the Vision Pro.
I'd like to wrap with this.
Yeah, please get us out of here. Holy shit.
Can we just have a moment of silence for Twitter?
The only the real ones knew this app, Tweetbot. Oh, yes, dude.
Dude.
Oh, yes.
I saw this the other day, and I almost cried.
On the iPhone 4.
Because Twitter used to be a fun place. Well, Twitter used to be a more fun place.
Okay.
Before the evil man, who I like his cars, came in and did nasty bad things to Twitter.
The nasty bad man. We can't say anything. We can't say anything or have a different opinion about him because then we're like liberal shills or something. I don't know if I don't know how that works. But
I am. I mean, shoot yourself, brother. But I wear that with a badge of honor. I am just sad. I thought back to a simpler time, and I just realized that developers are everything. Developers are the reason I started using Twitter because I realized it was a better experience. Our children, if we ever have them one day, will not know the spoils of a third-party Twitter client, nor will they know Apollo, which was once the greatest Reddit client that also got shut down. And it made me realize I think the internet is getting less fun.
Is it, and that makes me jaded?
No, the old internet's getting less fun. The new internet is TikTok, and it's really fun. I like that, too. But I miss the simpler times. Okay. I miss being able to hop on Tweetbot, say something that three people saw, and I miss going over to my childhood bedroom and making a video. I miss the days when this was my set, John. You remember?
I remember. Decals.
No, not
the wall?
Icons. Not
no.
The icons. No, no, no.
Basement.
In between.
What?
Right.
What's in between
here?
Basement and icons.
Oh, sorry. Before basement. Before basement.
Before basement.
Also, have you ever scrolled through your videos and you're like, what was I doing?
Yeah, a lot. A lot.
What was I doing?
I look back to videos from 2 months ago and I asked that question.
Oh, I remember where I filmed all of these. I filmed some of this B-roll in like a hotel in Chicago. I don't know. That was in my... Dude, that's so crazy. I filmed this in my ex's house in Chicago. Mm. That's so funny.
Oh, yeah. Michelle Obama, your ex. Mother of my dad. Wait, wife of my dad.
Dude, I don't know what's going on, but... I miss the simpler times. I think the reason I've been struggling with YouTube, John, is because I just miss being able to get on camera.
Why didn't you sort by oldest, my guy?
You're really going to embarrass me in front of everybody watching?
I just wonder why we're scrolling the whole way.
Yeah, well, I thought maybe we could have some fun along the way.
Okay. This is
This video, I'm just remembering this video because these are fun tidbits for YouTubers. What are these videos?
How to install
YouTube
a VPN
killing
on
the chronological subfeed? Why would I have
I made
ever
a video about
that
too.
That video?
What? I remember I put it out like within hours of us finding that out because I thought it was going to be the worst thing ever.
And then it wasn't.
It was fine.
Oh, here, look, iOS 12 won't have a 3D redesign. We've been talking about this for that long.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. But I remember this video. I think this is a dedicated video.
Yeah. An MKBHD shirt, or what is that?
Yeah, of course. You know the vibes. But look, dude, I made a dedicated video. I'm a 5-minute dedicated video. Do you know how much I got paid for this video? I think it was like $500.
Oh, I was going to say 15, so that's pretty good.
I think it was like $500, dude. Let's go to oldest now.
That's how much I do a dedicated video for right now.
This made me sad seeing this. I just used to put my phone in front of the camera. And I used to put my hand
That's
in
all
a little
it took.
Bit of text. And I would get 7,000 views.
You should try it tomorrow.
And I used to have fun.
No fun anymore.
It used to be so great. And then I look back at FPT. And he used to have fun too.
Most of my old videos aren't even there anymore.
He used to have fun. He was a spry young lad.
Oh my goodness gracious. Amazon MP3s coming to iOS. Nexus 7 outsells iPad in Japan. Oh my God. iDevices.
What is...
Just kill me. Can we leave?
Is this really you?
Before this continues?
Goodness. This is awesome.
Is it? Is it
But
though?
See, you didn't think about this. You had the same Twitter back then? What?
Yeah.
Whoa.
It's the same one.
So, somebody
I've
had John
this,
Prosser
I've had
in like
Twitter
20?
Since... Wow. I signed up for Twitter, that Twitter account. Well, I was still in high school. It was either my junior or senior year. And we were on the bus going to a field trip somewhere. I don't know. But Brian convinced me to sign up for Twitter that day, and I did. And it's the same account since. It's like 12 or 13 years old.
Yeah, I remember I signed... Wait, I also have a memory of signing up at school. That's crazy.
Really?
Huh. Yeah, I was in
science
class.
Basically the same person.
And then I signed up. I remember making... I just need to get re-inspired, I think. I think I've been a little borked down by the machine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the machine be stomping on your balls.
And I will say, this coming week, because I haven't uploaded in a couple weeks, everybody's probably going to quit.
You got a spicy one coming.
Audio by John Prosser.
Oh, yeah, I helped with this video. Yeah, I helped a little bit.
We'll talk about this next week. I think it'll be a pretty big one.
Yeah, you can say that.
Just to give people a little teaser on the show, it will be a world-exclusive video premiere of an Apple product that no one has ever seen on video before.
Ever.
It may have been captured in photos before, but no one's ever seen what I'm about to show in the detail, in the condition that
I
will be
enough.
Showing it. And there's even a little twist a little bit into the video, which is kind of fun. And I've edited most of this, and it's really fun. It's a fun video. Because I got two camera angles going, and I will say, you know, you were talking a while ago, John, you were like, you just need to make stuff that you care about.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say that this video does feel better and more exciting than other stuff I've been making.
See?
The thing is, I still care about other stuff. I just think I'm burnt out of that process.
Less. Yeah.
And I just think 11
years.
If it's
not challenging anymore, it's boring. If you can do it in your sleep. You can make the usual iUpdate Apple Track video with your eyes closed.
Yeah.
And that's when it's no longer fun.
So I'm very excited for this video.
Me too.
It's very cool. It's something I've been sitting on for months, and I appreciate the audio. Sounds amazing. I think I want you to start doing the audio for every video.
Okay.
You know. To really add to your workload because you don't.
That's fine.
Not like you do anything else.
I think you got a real taste for how seriously I take audio this time because you learned a lot of my process that I never, like, there's no reason for me to tell you.
Yeah.
Details that I care really about cool. That no one will care or think about, but I have a
Sounds
problem.
Sounds awesome. Very excited. So, yeah, big video for me this week.
Very excited to see it.
I was hoping to drop it Monday, but I am waiting on the sponsor to approve it.
Okay.
But, like, it will be ready to rock. then, and it's cool. I think it looks really pretty. It looks very similar to the last one that I sent you for reference, but I just think the blur, Luke helped me film it. I'm really excited for this one. It feels like it's going to matter.
Yeah, I love to hear that.
And I'm also starting to work on that next crazier idea that will actually, I'm working on acquiring the rest of the stuff for that.
Oh, shit. Okay.
So that's going to be in a couple months down the road, but I'm working on this. We're you and I are working in the background on obtaining a thing so that I can do the big idea in September of this year. So that's what I'm working on. What are you working on? What's your next video going to be?
It's not an interesting one. It's a filler video. Don't watch
what
it.
What is it?
It's about like dub stuff.
Oh, that'll get a lot of views.
It's like going out in place of another video we're working on. I'm making a video called How the iPhone Leaks. Or something similar to that. I don't know. I haven't decided a final title, but it's like my official retirement from leaking. And I was actually inspired by The Last Genius Bar to do it. Like, really go in depth as someone that did it on how things like that actually happen behind the scenes. Maybe I'll tell some stories from some of the biggest ones that I put out. I don't know. But it's a video about, like, someone from the inside being like, all right, I'm done doing this now. Here's how it worked.
It's a really good idea.
Yeah. But that's taking a little bit longer, so we're putting this one out in the meantime.
Nice.
I said don't watch it, but watch it anyway. Thanks. Support your boy.
Yeah, I'm really excited for that. That sounds great. I can't wait. Do you have any big projects in the works for this year? You've got some stuff cooking.
I have a couple really big ones cooking. I have one with you cooking. I have a couple with you cooking. I have a couple with me cooking.
Wait, you and me?
We just had a FaceTime call about this.
Oh, I'm talking about just videos, not like...
That's a video.
Okay, kinda. You're right. Pop off.
Yeah, working on two... There's one that is like unfathomably massive.
Yeah, I'd say similar level of massive to what I... To the big one that I am going to have.
Stupid. But the other one is a bit easier, but also is cool.
Yeah.
Just trying to figure out how to fill the gaps in between all the big stuff. That's my current struggle. Because I got stuff that I know is going to fucking be great. I trust myself with it. But it's the stuff in between. It's like, how do you fill the gaps with stuff that matters while making the stuff that you actually think matters?
Yeah.
That you know matters. I don't know.
Do you think other artists like struggle with that? Because I think about musicians do you think musicians will just be the labels? Like, you got to put this out, so they just come up with something, and then everybody's like, "Why'd you drop an album like
for
that?"
For sure, or like the album's got 8 songs, but it needs 9.
Yeah, and why does it have to be like that? Why can't we? How do we just make the stuff that we want? I've got another idea. I'll tell you after the show that I'm 100% doing this year. Once we get the thing, it's pretty cool. It's an idea I've had for a while, but I'm excited to share it.
Okay. I love that for us.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. You want to hear something sick?
I would love to hear something sick.
I hope that TikTok gets banned so that I'm forced to be a better YouTuber.
Just stop. Just pretend that it happened. Just pretend it's banned. Be a better YouTuber. Be a man.
No. I won't. I'll be who I want to be. Dude, because the reach on
TikTok. I hope it gets banned too, so I don't see any of your ads. Nah, just kidding. I don't want it banned. TikTok is my fun little safe space. Yeah. It's a fun little environment that has nothing to do with work. When I can avoid Sam, it's so much fun.
Do you actually have me blocked?
No, I don't have you blocked.
That would make
me sad.
Do you
want me to prove it?
No, you don't have to prove it. I believe you. There's trust in this relationship. I've known you for 3 years. I hope I trust you.
Let me unblock. Look, friends, here's a TurboTax ad. Oh, and let me get rid of the brightness.
Just so people.
Friends, Sam, you're literally right there because I have your phone.
AirPods Lite could end up being the best value headphones on the market.
I wouldn't be able to see that if it was blocked.
True. You want to know something hilarious? You want to know how much John trusts me? He just sent me a video with every credit card number that he has. Every credit card, a full video front and back, because we were trying to figure out what expense something was charged on.
Yeah.
And he just sent a full video of just
let's find out together. I mean, what are you going to do?
I'm just saying that's a lot of trust. I mean, I'm just saying that's
what do you mean?
I could buy a house with one of those cards.
We have a business together. We trust each other with friendship. We trust each other with life. We trust each other with food. We trust each other with gifts.
True.
We trust each other with creative advice. So why not?
Fair.
If not now, then when would you send a video of all your debit cards?
Yeah. I guess that's where we're at, guys. Sorry, kind of a different epi today, but
listen, man. Fun. If nothing happens by next week, I have given you every ounce of little tiny news stories that we can find that I've got in me. If nothing happens by next week, I don't know what to do. That's like asking me to get out of bed when there's been a drought, there hasn't been water to drink in weeks. I'm tired, man. I just want to lay in bed and wither away.
Yeah. And maybe Apple, the robots will take over.
This is Apple. You have 7 days. You got 5 days before we probably record the next one. You got 5 days to figure this shit out. Mark Gurman, you have 5 days to come up with something that resembles the truth. Anybody, you know what? Fuck Apple. Fuck Gurman. Fark him. Anybody that knows anything about Apple, now is your time to speak. You can single-handedly make a name for yourself and save Genius Bar.
That is true. If somebody was just like, this date iPads,
I'd be like, if you know something, now is the time, brother or sister. Now is the time to use your voice.
I'm going to get into leaking. Message me.
Message Sam. Don't fucking talk to me. Message Sam with whatever information you have.
I was like, should I just completely make Apple just...
Yeah.
Start leaking. I was like, it would be fun because you know what I said? I said, I like the thing that makes me the most happy is like feeling like I'm showing something people that they've never seen.
Yeah.
I get the appeal now because it's fun and I want to get people excited. And no, I can't. I mean, I don't know. I guess Apple's never going to talk to me anyway. So I should just like accept the fate.
And for the rest of you, we will see you. We will hear you next week. Assuming that we haven't ended it all by then.
We won't. I'll make sure that we've got some good work to do. John and I have to do a little meeting about our thing after this. And then I don't know why I'm just telling you about our day. I'm going to let you guys go. This has just kind of been like a face. Imagine you're just on a little FaceTime with John and I.
We'll see you guys next week. How about that?
Okay. Well, we have to do the song.
Okay. We'll do the song.
But yeah, we'll see you guys next week. Thanks for bearing with us. We went for a good hour. Okay.
Hour and a half almost.
Yeah. Okay.
With ads.
Thank you guys for supporting our sponsors of the show. You guys are the best. Genius Bar forever.
Genius Bar forever.
Oh, yeah. Hold it down. Because the club don't stop right. Oh, wait. Where do we go now? Is it the night? Is it night? Put your hands up. Like the ceiling can't hold us.
Like the ceiling can't hold us.
Is that Flo Rida? I think it is. Dude, water is such a cool substance. Look at this.
I thought you were gonna pour it all over your mic. Is that bottle small or are you just too big?
No, it's a normal 16.9 fluid ounce.
Okay, we'll see you next week.
But I don't want them to see the name because they didn't pay us. Okay.
They didn't pay
Thanks, guys.
Shit.
We'll see you next week.